When you hear of a popular brand success like Skims, Rode, Rare Beauty, or Aloe Yoga, you may think that all just comes from having a great product. But most people don't realize that it's the business behind the business that drives that success. There's an overlooked secret that makes selling and shopping simple. And that secret is Shopify. So the secret's out. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. It's the home of the number one checkout on the planet, meaning way less carts abandoned and way more sales going. I've been using it myself for 2 years with my own brand of women's feminine clothing and lingerie, so I know what the hype is all about. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/forthegirls, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/forthegirls.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today is such a full circle episode. I'll tell you girls why. But we're talking with the lovely Samantha Skelly. She's the founder and CEO of Pause Breathwork. She's a speaker, an author, and a podcaster. But most importantly, Samantha is a dedicated advocate for personal growth and holistic well-being. She has made it her life's mission to rid the world of anxiety so people can thrive using the power of their breath.
which is so cool. And why this episode is so full circle, like I said, is because I actually have an entire episode, a podcast episode out already, based on a post that Samantha shared on Instagram so long ago. It's the 80th episode of For the Girls, titled It's Time to Overcome Hustle Burnout. So listen to that episode after you listen to this one, if you haven't, or even if you have and you just want a refresher, because it'll pair so nicely with this episode. It is from April 10th, 2023. So if you're like scrolling through trying to find it, go back a year ago, April 2023, It's Time to Overcome Hustle Burnout. And it is funny that it's kind of like, not exactly, but it's only a little bit over a year ago from now. So like funny to see that I found this post on Instagram a year ago, made a whole podcast about it, and here we are a year later. I'm actually interviewing Samantha. And also at that time when I did make that podcast episode, I got on my Instagram stories. I like shared the slides from her post, and then I was like talking to the camera on my story, and I had like a whole breakdown. I'm like crying, like choking up. My eyes are filled with tears, and I was basically talking about her post and how I resonated so hard with her post about like the girl boss movement being toxic and this burnout from like hustle culture. And so I told Samantha in this conversation about that whole story. And so we both got the chills because it was just crazy, like how I resonated with it at that time a year ago. And then her team reached out unknowingly, of course. They didn't know that I like made this post, you know, a year ago. They didn't know that I saw her stuff a year ago. And so when her team reached out, I started reading through like her stuff. I like clicked the page and like, you know, her name looked a little familiar. The page looked a little familiar. So then I went into my For the Girls notes where I like upload all my podcast episodes, where I like make the notes for all the podcast episodes. And I searched Samantha Skelly. And that episode from a year ago came up. So I was like, holy shit. This is the girl who like inspired so much of a shift in my life. And, you know, it was just so great. So when I told her, it was just truly such like a full circle moment. So it's really cool. I'm excited for you girls to listen. Or if you want to watch, I think it's so much more powerful to watch because this will be on YouTube. So if you are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever, maybe pause. You could stop here and then head over to the YouTube channel. It's just at For the Girls, and you'll be able to actually watch the visual of this episode. I think we connect really well. I think the energy is so aligned. So I don't know. I just think watching is going to be a really different experience for this one in particular, rather than listening, because there is like that spiritual, spirituality behind this one. It's just a deeper episode than just like your standard interview. So I do think watching will have a bigger effect on you. So yeah, anyway, when her team reached out, I'm like, this is a hard yes. I need to have her on the show. So it was a long time coming, and I think it just made for a really beautiful conversation. And so we do talk about that, the hustle burnout. We do talk about making the shift from hustling and working from your masculine energy to then creating much more beautiful work for yourself through your feminine energy, or as Samantha calls it, instead of work, she says your mission. So making a much more beautiful mission through your feminine energy. We discuss healing in all different sorts of ways. And of course, we discuss breath work. And we even do a little breath work session for you girls to do along with us. So like I said, it's powerful, it's deep. And I think you girls will really love, especially that part in particular, doing the breath work with us. So without further ado, let's get right into the episode. Welcome, Samantha, to For the Girls. Introduce yourself to everyone. Tell us all about you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. So yeah, my name's Samantha. I realized at a very young age that I had a passion for personal development and spiritual development. And from like a very, very, very young age, like I remember being like 7 years old and journaling every night before bed. Like I just always had this curiosity for the human experience and this curiosity for, you know, what's possible for us. And as my life sort of began to evolve, I was a dancer and I was a child actress and I was a stunt double on Smallville for a couple years. And I realized that so much of being in entertainment created body image issues for me, like body image issues and disordered eating. And, you know, I know as I'm speaking to that, many of your listeners are probably like, me too, because that's so many women deal with that, right? And so I struggled with that for a long time. And it was really interesting because I logically knew, you know, over-exercising and fighting with food and all that kind of stuff wasn't what I should be doing to heal myself, but I couldn't not do it. I couldn't stop doing it. So I ended up finding breathwork 15 years ago, and breathwork was the thing that sort of just like changed the trajectory of my life and just brought me into a deeper place of healing. And now that's my whole passion, my whole business, my whole world is breathwork and how we can really allow ourselves to come into a place of deep healing through the power of our breath.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I know that that's the most important thing that you just said, but I am still stunned by the stunt double. I have to go back for a second. You're like, this is the thing I don't want to talk about. This is the thing I do want to talk about. I'm like, wait, back to the thing you don't want to talk about.
We can go for whatever.
Because that, like, what do you do? Like backflips and stuff? Like, how do you even do that?
It's anything that the actress can potentially hurt herself. So I think oftentimes when people think stunt work, they do, like you said, like backflip, or like jumping out of windows. And like, yeah, there was a little bit of that. Like, I remember this one stunt I was doing. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. I was cliff jumping at 2 o'clock in the morning, pitch black into Vancouver waters. So it was freezing. And that was probably one of the more like intense ones. But then it would be something as simple as like balancing on a ladder or jumping into a pool, or it's just like anything that there's a slight chance that the actress might get hurt, right? It's like better her get hurt than me. So I would do that. It could be like, you know, falling off this chair or like rolling or gosh, it was so many different things. And sometimes it was just like body doubling. Like sometimes it was like, okay, the camera's going to come from behind you and you're just going to be playing with like papers or playing on your phone. And because like our hands will look the same, like they pay me way less than they paid her to do that scene, you know? So it was just like a lot of that. So yes, there was like the bigger things of like the jumping and the whatever, but then there was like small things too.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean, because ever since like I've heard about, I guess, body doubling, I notice it in shows now when it's like the over the shoulder and it's like I'm watching Friends and like Monica turns her head and I'm like, that's not Monica. Like, that's somebody else. Okay. Wow. That's such a cool gig. I know that it's not like, you know, the end all be all, but that is a cool gig to have just for even like side money or something.
It was funny. I was like in, you know, I was coming home from a speaking gig a couple months ago, and I jumped in an Uber, and I'm talking to the Uber, and I'm like, hey, what do you do? Da, da. He's like, oh, I'm a film producer. I'm like, cool. Like, what kind of films do you do? And he's like, well, I'm working on this film right now where I'm like interviewing a bunch of stunt doubles. And I'm like, that's so random. I'm like, I used to be a stunt double. And he's like, for what show? I was like, Smallville. He's like, no way. And so we just got to like talking. And then it kind of, he's like, do you still do it? And I'm like, no. But then there was like this part of me that was like, maybe I should. Like, you know, I mean, pause breathwork is, you know, takes up all of my life and all my time, and it's amazing. But I'm like, maybe I should start doing something like that. So anyway, it was a really fun part of my life. I did a ton of, you know, stunt doubling, body doubling, small roles. Like, I was never like, you know, an actress or anything, but I did like the small background roles and or like bigger background roles, I guess. And but my big thing was like dance, and so I did tons of dance, tons of musical theater. But yeah, stunt doubling was definitely a good time.
Wow. And when you said you started to develop body issues, was that from just like looking at yourself on camera and just like not liking what you see, or how did that really develop?
It's a good question. I remember being like young, like 8, 9, 10 years old, and being in the bath and just looking down at my body and just being like, I don't like my body, you know? And I don't know. I think it's just, it was just this like feeling of like being uncomfortable. Like I remember like I never liked wearing shorts to school. I would always wear pants to school. You know, I'm like, I hated my legs. And it's crazy because like the height of my body image issues, I was like 20, 21 or something like that. And I was the same size I am now. But through the lens of body dysmorphia, I was like so fat, but I wasn't. I was like what I am now. And so it's just so interesting how, you know, you can view yourself so different than who you are. And, you know, even like some of my girlfriends are like, man, I just like feel like this. Or I'm like, you're so beautiful. Like, what? You know, like when you look at someone else, you're like, you're so beautiful. But then sometimes the self lens that we have on ourselves is like just a little bit distorted. So yeah, it was just like an interesting time in my life where, you know, I didn't feel like the lens in which I looked at myself wasn't accurate. And that caused a lot of like messing with my food. Like I remember I was living in Australia and I was like, I need to go on a diet. And it was like the first diet I ever went on. I think I was like 18. And the diet that I saw my mom do back then was, it was called the cabbage soup diet. Have you ever heard of the cabbage soup
diet? No, I've heard of a lot of diets, but I've never heard
like,
of that one.
It's like old school, you know, it's like our moms did it. So I just remember like being like, I'm going to do the cabbage soup diet. And so I just did just freaking ate cabbage soup for like weeks and weeks on end. And I was like, hopefully this will work. And you know, and then from that, it was like, oh, let me try another diet. And I just like kept effing with my food and just felt so disconnected from myself. And ultimately I was just disconnected from my body. You know, I was disconnected from my intuition. I was disconnected from my hunger cues, my emotional hunger cue. I was just disconnected. So it was a beautiful, you know, period of time when I found breath work and I got to reconnect to my body. And I'm like, oh, whoa, this is amazing. You know, like, wow. So anyway.
It was like a seamless transition. Like, what, you know, you had that snowball effect of like, you know, the overdoing with the diets and whatnot, the over obsessing really with the diets. And then, you know, one thing leads to another. And then you ultimately find that light at the end of the tunnel. And it's like, oh, like life can get better. Like, totally. Wow, I had no idea.
Totally.
That makes perfect sense. And speaking of being unaligned or like disconnected, it is funny that we're actually doing this now because I didn't mention this in the emails. I didn't say this to you or anything because I was like, I'm going to tell you this on the call. So I wanted to tell you like in an organic, like face-to-face kind of approach. About 2 years ago, I was feeling disconnected, not through like body or things like that, but through my work. And it like really made me feel kind of just like out of like, it does ultimately like end up affecting you like internally too, because it's like that external thing. And then you just feel so disconnected. And then you're like, what even, like, am I even a person? You know, when you start to spiral, you're like, where even, how did I even get here?
For sure. Yeah.
And it had a lot to do with like energy and all of that. And then you had a post go viral, like an Instagram post, like a slideshow sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I shared every single slide to my story. And this is so long ago, but way before us connecting now. And I had a full blown breakdown. And I'm someone who like never, ever, ever cries on social media. And like, I always got like heebie-jeebies when girls would post like crying videos and pictures. I'm like, why are people crying on social media? But when I read this post from start to finish, it was like probably the way you kind of felt when you found breath work after like having such struggle. Like it was like that, like, oh my God, sort of thing. So I'm like talking through it. I like made stories like talking about the post and then like about myself, and I'm just like crying on my stories. And I'm like, and then when you got in touch and this, and I'm like, holy shit, this is the girl who's post. And it was amazing. And I do want to read a little bit of that post for people listening.
I'm excited to see what one it is.
I won't read the whole thing because it was like 10 slides, but I do want to give context for the girls listening. So I'm going to just share a little bit of it because like, even with you being a complete stranger, your post was a big pivotal moment in my career shift because it has been about 2 years now where I was like my career was essentially my identity. And I feel like now I've been able to like just like prioritize living. And like now I have a boyfriend. Like at the time I had no romance in my life. Like I had nothing outside of my work. And so I have felt so connected and aligned, realigned essentially since like this time period, and your post being one of those things. So,
babe, this is so good.
I know. I'm like, I don't want to tell her on email. I want to tell you now.
It is
so interesting to see. I like just everything is energy, and like us connecting at this point eventually was just 100%. Duh, of course that happened.
Of course, everything is energy. Everything.
All right. So here was what the post said. Again, it might be a little bit long, but I'm breaking it down as much as I can. The girl boss movement is becoming toxic.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. There's a huge difference between women finding their power and creating from the soul and the girl boss hustle culture that we're becoming drenched in. Women aren't men. Women build and create differently. Lately, the vibe has been to meet and match men, which is not only screwing up the polarity in relationships, but women are burning out and not pursuing their souls. Calling. It's time for a new way for women, listening, honoring, and following the innate wisdom that oozes from our bodies. Being intentional about the create and rest dance, that is the key to our expansion. Let our work flow in cycles and seasons and then let it stop altogether, trusting that even in the stillness, life is being created. The new way is a deepening into surrender, trust, and into our inner knowing. And it's also knowing that some days, work, quote unquote, looks like letting ourselves purge darkness in bed for hours. The new way is knowing the true metrics for success aren't revenue numbers and profit margins, but nervous system regulation and deep fulfillment. It's not a this or that, nor is it a girl boss or a housewife. It's a completely new paradigm, one where women know where their true power originates.
Oh, I got goosebumps.
Me too. So that was everything for me, exactly when I needed to see it. Break this down for us. Again, this was like a shortened version, but like, I love everything about this. It stands so true. And just, in your own words, I guess, aside from that, what does all of this really mean in like the black and white terms for girls listening?
Yeah. So I remember exactly where I was when I was writing that post. I was in Idyllwild, California, which is this like beautiful, magical, nature-inspired little town about 2 hours from where I live in San Diego. And I was in a hammock and I was lying there in the hammock and the river was going. And I just remember feeling this deep sense of peace in my body. And simultaneously to that, I was receiving so much inspiration of content and connections and just like it was as if God was just like speaking to me of like, this is where we need to take pause next. And I just had this realization. I'm like, this is so important. Like our ability to relax and surrender and regulate our nervous system and receive the guidance, receive the inspiration, receive the knowing, and then allow ourselves for it to like land on our body and then create it and share it and radiate it into the world. Like not from this place of like, I got to get this shit done. But it's like these points of inspiration allow us to just like keep things in momentum and keep creating. And so I just remember feeling the difference between when I ran my last company, it was called Hungry for Happiness. And we helped women who struggle with emotional eating and body image issues. You can probably guess why I did that. And I loved the mission, but I ran it like a dude. I ran it like I had a penis. I ran it. I was like, 9 to 5, let's go. Structures and KPIs. And let's, like, I was so intense and I was burning out my nervous system. I was getting resentful. I wasn't paying myself what I knew I deserved. I was paying everyone else more than me. I had really unhealthy relationships with like people pleasing and boundaries and blah, 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 blah. Like it was just a mess. And then when pause came in, I was like, I'm only going to start another business if I get to run it in the way that is so good on my soul. Like I'm not going to burn myself out. I am not going to jack up my nervous system. I'm not going to have unhealthy boundaries. I'm going to hold people accountable. I'm not going to like have this culture where I'm just trying to please my employees. I'm going to have a high standard, you know? And so when I said yes to the call, when pause came in, I also was like, hey, God, universe, I'm only doing this in my way. This is how I do it. This is what's going to feel good. Because if I'm here to like make everyone else happy, then like I got to be happy or else I'm going to get resentful. And so in my life now, I get to feel this duality, this contrast of like what it feels like to run a business in the masculine with force and hustle and push, cutting off our life force, cutting off our energy, cutting off our intuition, and what it feels like to run the like my business in the feminine, where I am prioritizing energy over strategy. I am using my intuition as, you know, one of my greatest marketing strategy. I am honoring the way that I operate in business. And I had this conversation with my clients yesterday where I was like, guys, I'm doing business in my own way. Like, I am not going to be anything for you. You know, like I got some feedback in like, cause we survey our clients, and one of the feedback forms, it was like, Sam swears too much. And I was like, all right, like I'm not going to change that. That's just me. You know, I'm not swearing for you. I'm not trying to impress you, but I'm a really expressive person. And sometimes I'm like, fuck, you know? And it's like, I'm not going to change that about myself. And so that was one of my agreements when I decided to take on this mission of like, yeah, I'll do it. I have the life, I have the energy to do it. I have the inspiration to do it. I have the intelligence to do it, but like, I'm not going to self-sacrifice. I'm not going to go against and not be in self-consent with myself. I'm going to show up as 100% myself. And I don't care about being liked. I just care about being respected. I don't care. Like, I cared so much about being liked when I ran my old company. This one, I'm like, I don't care if you like me. I'm just here to do a job. I'm here to change the world. I'm here to impact humanity. And I don't care if you like me. I just want to get you to your goal, you know? And so there's just like a different energy of how I approach it now. And it feels super freeing and super liberating. And like, you know, some people are really down with my vibe. Some people are like, she's too much for me. I don't care. You know, like whatever you want, like choose your own adventure, whatever, right? So anyway, I'm kind of going on a rant now, but I just remember that moment in time where I'm like, man, too many women are just like operating with like men, or operating, this is how you need to be professional, or this is what you need to do to make money, or you need to work 16 hours a day, or you need to sacrifice your relationships, you need to sacrifice your nervous system. It's like, no, you don't. Like, you get to have it all. We just have to use energy more than force, right? It's about tapping into our power, not being forceful. So there you go.
Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com, and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I love all of that. And I deeply, deeply resonate. It's almost like you know, in the past, your reward for doing what you were doing was maybe like the financial gain, the, you know, certain success was defined differently, more by like, say, status or finances, as opposed to when you do like that passion project, the reward is that internal fulfillment more than anything. And I don't know about you, but at least for me, like I certainly, in shifting, you know, my career and just like my energy toward career, I did take a financial cut, but like, I'm okay with that. And I don't know if that's the case for you, but it was for me. And like, it was knowing like, I, you know, don't have to hustle to have success. Like success can look different. There were times where I made like crazy, crazy money, but at the cost of like working until 1 o'clock in the morning and not going out on the weekends. Like, you know, as opposed to now, I'm like, as long as I'm good, which I am, like financially and whatnot, like I'm not going to overexert myself because that's not the reward at this point. The reward is like my mental health, my sanity, feeling good. And that's not the case for everybody. Some people can make the same amount of money either way. But for me, it was like, you just see a shift in what the desired result is, like what you actually want to get out of this. And I think everything you said just resonates. And with that being said, I'm curious, like if you have any tangibles that would help girls in the sense of how can they continue to, like how I just said, like I did take a financial cut, but I made a major shift. Like how can girls still, you know, build wealth, make money, but also find fulfillment? Is it like, you know, because I think for some people, it might not be that like easy of a transition. It's like, well, I have to do this to make this money. So do you have any sort of tangible way that women can do
I got
both?
Lots of tangible things. You ready to go? Should we go tangible? Should we go
punch me with them? Hit me with them.
All right. So, I'm going to teach my framework of business. And this is what I fundamentally shifted when I went from working at in Hungry for Happiness as a man in my masculine to pause. This is how I view business now, which has helped me so much financially, emotionally, spiritually, et cetera, et cetera. Number one, business is a spiritual assignment. It's a spiritual assignment. It's not about what happens. It's about who you become in order to deal with that problem, right? Business at the end of the day is a black hole of never-ending problems. That it just is what it is. And we have to not look at it like, oh no, everything's falling apart. It's like, oh, how is this here to grow me? How is this here to evolve me? You know, we have to do that at the beginning. Like we got to, right? I wake up every single day, Victoria, and pause meets my needs on such a high level in like in such a beautiful way, right? It meets my need for contribution. It meets my need for significance. It meets my need for love. It meets my need for connection. It meets my need for, you know, variety and like joy. Like it meets my needs in abundance every day. And it also pokes on every single one of my insecurities every single day, right? It's like, I don't have to go far to like feel like shit if I decide to, right? Because it's like, I'm the face of the brand. There's a lot of like energy going towards me. If I like say the wrong thing, like people are annoyed. And it's like, I cannot give in to that. And when I do get triggered and things do come up, I can't make it about the thing. It's what is this bringing up in me for me to look at? That's all this is. And if we don't really get with this, entrepreneurship is going to be impossible. And I've seen so many entrepreneurs go down because they personalize and internalize when your revenue drops, right? Or when you have a reel that doesn't do well, or when, you know, when someone on Reddit is like, Sam sucks, she's the worst. Like it happens, you know? It's like they say, my fiance is like, just stop, just don't Google yourself. Like, don't read. And I'm like, I still want to, right?
It's an addiction. It's hard. It's hard to not.
So anyways, it's like that's number one is business is a spiritual assignment. It is poking at your insecurities. It is unearthing and excavating them for you to heal them. That's it. And when you approach it like that, then you can actually solve problems from a clear mind and an open heart. So when things happen in the business, I'm not like, oh, this is me and I fail. It's like, oh, this is what's happening. What do I get to do now? And I'm coming regulated. I'm coming clear. Right? whatever it is, whether it's like a financial thing or whether it's a team thing. I mean, I was on a podcast yesterday and I was like, I just don't have team stuff. You know, like my team is so awesome. Like every single person on the Pause Breathwork team is so amazing. They're so here for the mission. Like knock on wood, but I feel so grateful that like my team never gives me any stress. They're just amazing and they just give me joy, honestly, on a daily basis. But there's like other things that happen like with vendors or like, you know, just other crap that happens, you know, whatever. Like, again, our clients are also amazing, but, you know, we have thousands of clients. There's going to be a couple in there that aren't amazing, right? It's like, okay, how can I not look at it as like, oh, this is so bad, but look at it as like, okay, how can I just solve this? So that's the first thing. Business is a spiritual assignment. Number two, business is art. It's your art. We are creating art every single day. You know, me and you being on this podcast, this is a form of artistry. We're using our voices. We're using our love. We're using our inspiration. We're using our energy to collaborate and create something that's going to be digestible for other people. This is art, right? Every single photo that I put on Instagram, every single reel, every single piece of, you know, you just read that post. That was my artistry. A video that I do, a podcast, me being on stage, it's all art. And when we view it as that, as like, this is an expression of my essence, an expression of what wants to come to me and through me, it becomes so enjoyable. You know, like one of my favorite things to do is wake up at 4 a.m, put my fire on, put my candles on, put the music on, and just grab my laptop and just start writing. And that's just, you know, it's just so fun to do that. Cause it's like, I don't know how that writing is going to land. And it's so cool. Like I got goosebumps when you were sharing that story. Cause I'm like, that post was just an expression of my heart. It was my art. And I'm like, there you go. And it had such a profound impact on you. I couldn't have guessed that. Right. But my only job is to show up and create. The third thing is my dad said to me when I was 12 years old, when you focus on service, you never have to worry about money. And that's been revolutionary in my life. Like all I need to do is focus on service, on impact, on changing people's lives. And I never have to worry about money. And that's ran true. You know, it's impact first. And then the last one is abundance, right? Dollars and cents. Obviously, that's how businesses run. So we have to be mindful of that. But I also approach this from the lens of what's your money story and what's your relationship to money? And I teach this in my mastermind. I teach it with my clients. I talk about it all the time because it's so important. As a business owner, I have millions and millions of dollars coming to me and leave and like circulating, right? All the time. So I got to have a really clean relationship with money or else it's going to get all kinked, you know, and it's going to feel weird and I'm going to feel weird receiving it. I'm going to feel weird when I pay people and I don't want that energy. I want this. I want to trust money. I want money to trust me. It's like I am responsible with money. Like open up my, you know, level of abundance. Allow me to receive even more so I can do even more good in the world. And that's been my kind of philosophy on, you know, kind of like a framework. So that's like one basically like tool. The second thing is energy over strategy. So this yellow looking chair in the back of my office, that's where my work's done. My work's not done in front of a computer or writing emails. Like energy is the most important thing. There's so much science out now that thoughts literally become things. Like we don't have to believe in it. It's science backed, right? So when I'm visualizing my business or visualizing my goals or whatever it is, I'm doing it there. Like I'm really working on my energy every single day. Strategy is secondary to energy. If you have amazing energy and an amazing strategy, you're going to freaking crush it. If you have amazing strategy, your energy sucks, you're never going to make it work. You know, it's like mindset and energy is so important. And I teach my students this all the time of like really getting that. So now you ask, okay, cool. That makes sense. Energy over strategy. But how do I do that? Like what are some of the things? So obviously it's going to be no surprise to you that breathwork is my thing, right? Like I'm obsessed with it. I built a whole mission on breathwork. Breathwork is the quickest and fastest way that we can get out of our own way, shift the imposter syndrome, shift the fear, shift the doubt, and get ourselves back into a place of alignment. It's the quickest way to do it. And so that's why I built the Pause Breathwork app for those of you listening who want to check that out. And it just allows us to like get into a state of abundance, get into a state of power, get into a state of alignment. And I work just like there's things that I do every single day where I'm like, if I just focus on this, everything else will work out. So That's one of those things. Like when I really just focus on my energy every single day and I do my 20 minutes of breath work and I focus on my relationship with money and I just get myself into a state, it's a domino effect. It just works out, right? Same thing with my health. I know every single day I need 140 grams of protein. Okay, just focus on that one domino. Once you hit that, everything else is going to like work itself out, right? So there's like these key dominoes in various areas of our lives where I'm like, I just need to do that. Right. If I do that, then it's all like an example with Eric and I, right? It's like we have two non-negotiable things that we do every single week is Thursday nights we do date night. Sunday nights we do our coffee date. Our coffee date is where we kind of like talk about our relationship and like talk about opportunities for growth and appreciations and sex. I know when we do that, it makes everything else easier. So it's really about like finding that domino in your life where if you do that, the other stuff doesn't actually matter.
Wow. Wow. Okay. The amount of questions, like you managed to make my brain have like a bullet list of questions, like so many things that I'm like, I have so many things that I want to say on top of that. So first of all, I love what you just said there at the end, especially about, you know, like having those things. That's something that I talk about with my clients because I do coaching and I often tell them like, having, first of all, those non-negotiables, like there were so many key words you said that was just like me, like I say the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, yes, I love that. We're so aligned. And non-negotiables, like there are those things that I say, like these non-negotiable things, like if they just become a habit, just part of your routine, it no longer feels like work. It no longer feels like something you have to do. It's just what you do. Yes. It's just like brushing your teeth in the morning. Yes. That's always the example I give. It's like the same exact thing. Yes. So having those non-negotiable things and making sure that they're true to you, because there's plenty of people who like put the non-negotiables on their to-do list because it's, again, something they feel like they have to do, but then they're not consistent with it because they just feel like they have to do it, not like they want to do it. So that was one thing.
One thing just on that, on the habit thing, James Clear has a book called Atomic Habits and he talks about this concept of habit stacking. So it's like, find the thing that you already do. You already brush your teeth in the morning, right?
Attach that.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's so genius. It's so simple, but it's so genius. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah, it's like attach the new habit to the pre-existing daily habit. And then now you have a routine that you get to follow. That's completely something that I talk about with my clients. The other thing was like, on that note, saying it doesn't feel like work or it doesn't feel like you have to do. I'm just curious because you say mission a lot. Rather than saying the work, you're like, my teammates are, you know, they're tied to the mission. Or when I'm sitting over there, I'm doing the mission. Is there like an intentionality, I'm assuming, but behind why you choose like certain words to say mission rather than to say work?
100%. Words.
Sorry, that's like such a sidebar question. No, but I'm like, I have to ask because you keep saying it.
It's such a good question. Words are energy, right? And energy creates reality. And so what reality do we want to live in? Like work is work. Like, you know, it's work.
It's like such a masculine word.
Yeah. It's like, I got to go to work. You know, I think of like, I always like send love when I'm like driving past and I see these men with hard hats and they're freaking digging holes and they're sweating. And I'm like, that's work. Okay. That's work. What I have the privilege of doing is not work. It's a mission. Like I'm on a mission, you know, it's like I'm here and we're having this amazing conversation and my hope and my desire, my intention is that these words reach the ears of people around the world who it sparks something in them. And they're like, oh, wow, I want to start coaching with Victoria. I want to download the Pause Breathwork app. Like I want to change my life. Like this isn't work. This is fun, right? So that's a big one. Yeah, like I've removed the I have to's from my life and it's like I get to, you know, like I get to do the laundry. I get to go pick up my family from the airport. I get to have a call with my family tonight at 7:30 to support them with something. I get to make Eric dinner tonight. I get to, right? It changes the way. It feels like a privilege. It's these little tiny things. Right. So I'm so mindful of the words that I use every single day because if we look at, you know, let's get geeky for a second, but spelling, right? What's the root word of that? Spell. So you're putting a spell into the world through the words that you use. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we just gotta be so mindful. So like, I never say I can't. I never say I have to. I never say anything's too expensive, ever. Ever. That's relative. Okay. It's not.
That
it's not
is something that I have told girls. I've said it on like TikTok and whatever, to pay attention to when they're going on dates with guys, like how he talks about money and certain things. Like if he calls things expensive, oh my God. I swear, everything that you're saying, I'm like, these are the same things I feel. Because first of all, like you said, it's all relative. And second of all, it just goes to show their outlook on life in general. Like all of these words, it's like you said, words and thoughts, they become things. And so you speak it into existence. If you're going to call all these things expensive, it's like life just becomes so stressful because then everything is so expensive in your mind. And like, who can pay for certain things? I always said like, that would be like an ick for me if guys would call things expensive. Yep. I'm like, oh, can't do it.
I was at the dentist the other day and I was like getting this like checkup and I needed to like get some dental work done. And, you know, she's like, well, maybe we can like break this up because, you know, this is like, it's really expensive to do this. And I just look at her. I'm like, expensive for who? You or me? It's not expensive for me. So like, let's just get all this shit done now.
Let's actually just do the whole thing. Let's add extras in there.
Yeah, like, give me some veneers while you're in there. I don't know. Put a diamond in my tooth. Fuck it.
That is so funny. I love that. I love that. And it makes so much sense. Like how there are people who have different results in life based on things like that. Like it makes so much sense when like, you know, girls play the comparison game and they see maybe someone like you or myself and they see success and they're like, how does she get to have that or whatever? Yeah. It's because it's from the brain to the mouth. Like it's the whole thing. And so I think that, you know, the way that we like project, you know, our thoughts, our feelings and all that makes so much sense. You know,
I mean,
how people
really
find
does.
Success.
It's like I can look at people's life and I could tell them exactly the conversation that's going on in their head based on their results.
Yeah, it's so
– do you know
so
what I mean?
True.
It's like – it's just so black and white. And I notice it in myself too. Like so the first 90 days, January, February, March of this year were so hard, like so intense. Like I felt like I was in a pressure cooker. It was intense. We were going through growing pains with the business. I was just like – ah. And I had to be so meticulous with the thoughts that were going on in my mind and like switch them immediately, right? Like the thought was like, oh, you bit off more than you could chew. I'm like, no, I didn't. I can do this. Like, I had to be so meticulous. And then also like if we talk about another tool, it's like when life gets overwhelming and intense and you feel like you're in a pressure cooker, that's when you need to double down on self-care. Because that's the time where most people are like, I can't do self-care. I don't have time to go to yoga or breath work or go for a walk or like do the thing. That's when you need to like double down on those practices because that's what really helps you get through. So
yeah. Well, that's a perfect segue right there because I want you to elaborate even more on what breath work really is and just like even what pause breath work is, like how what you actually do through the app, through the mission. I was going to say through the work, through the mission. Just explain more for someone who maybe is completely foreign to this concept.
Yeah. Breathwork is a self-healing modality that helps us regulate our nervous system and feel peace, calm, and energized. It removes our hypervigilance, anxiety, stress, overwhelm. It gets rid of that energy. We can do some on the show if you want to after I explain it, just so we can give people a little taster. Yeah. It removes that in a very quick and effective way so we can get back to feeling our most powerful self. So that's basically what it is. Pause breathwork is a methodology that I created in 2017 that incorporates the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspect. So how can we really support the physical body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and the mental body? And it helps us to just align everything, right? If our bodies are like nice and strong, but our like mental, emotional, and spiritual is not, then we're going to have a lack of energy. And my whole mission with pause is like activating people's aliveness. Like how can we make the world just feel more alive? Because when we're alive, we're energized, we're like on mission. It's just great. So that's basically like what breathwork does. Do you want to do some? We can do a little.
Yeah. I'm so down. Let's do it.
All right. So if you're driving, don't do this because it can cause a little bit of dizziness.
If you're driving, don't do this because you have to close your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So everyone just closing your eyes, drop your shoulders. allow your mind to drop into your heart and just notice when our mind drops into our heart, notice what might shift for you. And to begin with, just take that left hand, place your left hand on your belly. And we're just going to breathe in and out using just the mouth. We're just puffing the belly out and bringing it back. So it sounds like this. And as you breathe, keep that breath going. Because we don't normally breathe this low into our belly, it might feel a little tight, might feel a little strained, but just keep ballooning that belly out and bringing it back. Now just relax your belly and just notice how you feel in the moment. Taking your right hand, placing your right hand on your chest, and same thing, isolating the chest using just the mouth. So in through the mouth and out through the mouth. Now we're going to bring that all together. So we're going to go into the belly, up into the chest, out through the mouth. So it's two breaths in and one breath out. When you're ready, let's begin together. Keep letting the breath do the work. Just one more minute. Taking a deep breath in through the nose. Holding the breath at the top, squeezing the arms, squeezing the abs, squeezing the legs, shooting the energy up through the top of the head. Releasing the breath, letting the breath go. Coming back into the body. And just being present here for a moment, feeling what you feel, noticing what you notice. Now, when you're ready, slowly coming back to the space. There we go. That was just a little taster.
You were not kidding about the dizziness.
Yeah, it gets in there.
Even before we started the breathing, when you said put your head into your heart, I swear to God, my head was like, I'm like, you didn't even start. And I've already like felt like a wooing. And then, yes, the breathing was you're a good breather. I'm like, I can't breathe that hard.
So that's the thing with breath work. It's like choose your own adventure, right? If it was too fast for you, you can slow it down, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. You're a good breather. Yeah. I'm like, wow, she's good at breathing.
Wow. Like, you're good at living. I like the way your heart beats. You're
No, that was – wow, so, okay. Okay.
Yeah, it gets in there. So that was like 3 minutes essentially, less than.
Yeah.
My first breathwork session was 3 hours. So it was that for 3 hours. So, dude, holy I was cow. Like – it was wild. It was so good. It was so good. It was so good. So – but here's the thing. Start small. There's – for those of you who are listening who want to check out the app, just search Pause Breathwork in the App Store, Android Store, or wherever you get apps. There's a free 14-day trial. Start with like the three-minute ones. Just try it out. See how it feels. And then you can kind of move up from there.
Wow. No, that was good. That's crazy that, like, you know, for me, I'm like, wow, that was a lot. Like, I feel dizzy or whatever. And it was only 3 minutes as opposed to, like, if you're, like, all in, you're doing hours worth of that.
Yeah.
Now, how does that, because you mentioned, like, intuition and all that. How does doing that help, you know, improve your intuition and gain clarity?
Great question. So, can you think of a time where you were super stressed out, you were in your head, you were full of anxiety? It's like, why do we get into that state? Because we're disconnected from our body. Intuition doesn't live in the mind, but being in the mind is a survival strategy, right? If we feel unsafe, which most people do, whether it's like in business, like, oh my God, am I going to make money? Am I going to be able to – like there's – when we get into that state, we shut the energy off in our body, we go up to our mind. We can't feel our intuition there. So what breath does, and you probably felt this a little bit, is it drops us back into our body. When we're dropped back into our body, then we can feel our intuition.
Interesting. So that's like how from the beginning, how you said like drop your head into your heart essentially.
Yeah, that's just a reference point, right? So most people, they just – their view – like the power of where we view life from shifts reality. So if I'm like, hey, Victoria, view it from your mind, the world's going to look more rigid. It's going to feel more intense. It's going to feel chaotic. It's going to feel black and white because the mind thinks in black and white. But if I'm like, okay, view the world from your heart, there's like a softness. There's a relaxation. The edges are softer. There's not so much black and white, there's like room for lots of different variations, right? So it's a different quality.
That makes sense.
Right? So it's a good reference before we start of like really getting into the body, getting into the heart.
And how would you compare the results of this and the benefits of this to the results and benefits of meditating?
So breathwork is a form of meditation. It's just an active form of meditation. The results are similar if someone's a seasoned meditator. Mm-hmm. But for me, I'm very hyperactive. I've got ADHD. My brain's always going. So me going and sitting in meditation the whole time, I'm just thinking about not thinking and I'm annoyed. Whereas with breath, it helps us relax by clearing the mind. And then from there, we can meditate. Mm-hmm. But I never meditate before breath work. I always say breath work is for you if you can't meditate.
I actually, without even really trying, there were a few times that I like listened to a meditation and I like fully like almost as like falling asleep. What do you call it? Like theta state, something.
The theta state, yeah.
Fully fell into that. And I'm like, damn, I'm good at meditating. Like I wasn't even trying. And that's I'm like so sleeping, but awake. It's like it's like the weirdest feeling. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how to explain it, but you know, I could see why someone who has never done breath work or meditation in general think of it as like, this is so woo-woo, like, you know, this doesn't work or whatever. But like, I think if you really give yourself to it and just really do it, like it, even for someone who is totally a non-believer, like it does, like you actually really see the difference. And, you know, this is someone who, for me, that was the first time ever even really hearing of these things. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, I got nothing to lose. I'll try it. Right. And it's like, holy shit.
I know, like, it's wild.
It is. Wild. Yeah. So now you said you never meditate before, right? Before breathwork, or was it the other way around? What did
I'll never just go into a meditation. I'll always do breathwork before meditation.
Meditation.
Even if it's 3 minutes, even if it's what we just did today, right?
Right.
It helps drop the mind.
Right.
Clear the mind. Yeah.
Right. And then aside from that, do you have any other, are there any other practices or habits that you do for whether it's healing trauma or like anxiety, anything else that you pair along with breath work and meditation?
So the three ways to move energy is through breath, movement, and sound. So breath work paired with somatic movement, shaking, punching pillows, like getting into the body. Like I, my fiance hates me right now, but I moved all the furniture in our master bedroom and I turned it into a dance studio. He's like, Sam, is this going to stay like this? I'm like, for now. Yeah. He's like, this doesn't work for me. I'm like, it really works for me in my emotions though. So like I'll just go up there and I'll blast music and I'll just like shake and move. I'm a dancer, obviously. So I like, I'll dance and move and shake and like that moves energy. And then sound as well. Like I got a text this morning and it just like really pissed me off and I'm like, fuck. And I just went like, ah, and I just screamed in the mirror and I'm like, oh, okay, I feel better. Right. Like think of animals, right? Like animals, they get shocked and then they shake it out and then they're totally fine. Humans don't do that. We're emotionally constipated. We just store everything in our bodies and it just like makes us feel crappy.
Now, as far as sound, it's only sound you make. It's not like listen to certain
things. I mean, that too. Like sound healing is like really amazing, right? But if we're like in a very charged, activated place, like I don't – like it's not going to be super helpful just to like lie down and listen to some sound bowls. That's relaxing. But what I'm talking about sounding is I'm like using your voice to like make sound, especially with like women who like – we should be seen and not heard and all that like, you know, suppressed trauma that we have stuck in our bodies. Like this, like letting ourselves hear ourselves scream and talk and move and sound, like it's really healthy for us, you know?
Yeah. And just another thing, because you mentioned moving, that came to me. Would this also include tapping? Like EFT, I think it is tapping.
Yeah, definitely. Tapping is a really, really powerful modality to like regulate the nervous system. But again, like I don't do tapping when I'm in like a super activated space. I'll like if I'm super activated and charged, I'll do breath, I'll meditate, I'll move and sound, and then I'll do tapping if I do it. I'm not a big tapper, but it is a powerful modality.
Yeah. I think what I love most about all of this, how you said the movement, the three was movement, sounds, and breath. Okay. Duh. Obviously. Movement, sound, and breath. I think what I love most about this in particular is that it's all healing from within as opposed to outside voices. Absolutely. And external resources. What advice or what do you say for the girls who are like reading all the books and listening to all the podcasts? They're doing like all this personal development, which I learned, you know, a few years ago that I think like an information overload is just not good for anybody. I used to be like, you got to read every self-help book. And like, that was totally my way. But now, you know, I feel like I'm so detached from that. So what do you feel like, what do you say to people who are like, I'm reading all the things, I'm doing all the resources, but like, I'm not healing, you know?
That was me, dude. If I could hook up my arm to an IV of personal development, I would.
Oh my God. Know? It's like junkie, like personal development junkie.
Seriously. And it gets like that too. So I have just a phrase that says consumption without integration creates frustration. So I got to this place where I was like, consuming so much, like every podcast, every book, everything, but I wasn't actually integrating the lesson. So I just was full of knowledge, but I still felt like shit. So for me, 15 years into this, it's your body is, if you don't address the body and you don't get into the body and you don't clear energy in the body, you're going to stay stuck and no amount of information is going to move the needle. Right? Yeah. You got to get into the body. The body holds the truth. They're like, we got to clear the trauma. We got to clear it out. We got to move it through.
Even things like journaling, you know, writing it down. Dude, like
100%. Journaling is so powerful.
Yeah, I feel like I cannot stress it enough. And it almost sounds like, so like, oh yeah, like, I don't know, cliche, whatever. But like cliches become cliches because they're true. Like if, yeah, exactly. You know, people aren't just saying journal for fun. Like there's a reason where that really came from. And I mean, like, I feel like some of the best like progress I've ever made in life, whether it was personally, professionally, internally, externally, mentally, like really came from putting pen to paper and just journaling.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. There's a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And she talks about this tool called Morning Pages. And it's basically like a stream of consciousness where you're just like, it doesn't even matter what you're writing, but it just like you're dumping out all of this energy in, mm-hmm. in your body on paper. And it's just, and you never go back and read it. It's just like the process of doing it. And it's just so good. I love it so much. So yeah, journaling's amazing. Breath is amazing. Movement is amazing. You know, like I like what you said, cliches are cliches for a reason. Gratitude. That's the biggest one. I was like, be grateful. But it's so scientifically
proven. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It's like what it is for a reason.
Yeah. Like Eric and I are constantly just paying attention to like what we're grateful for every single day. You know, it's like, I'll just be like, what are three things you're grateful for? And he'll say it to me. And I just like drops me in the moment. I'm like, you know, like I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful to be here with you, Victoria. Like this is so amazing. Like I'm so grateful for my personal training session this morning. I'm so grateful that, you know, the connection I have with my mom and just like, boom, three things. And then it's just like it shifts your energy and you move on because you can just miss out on life. Mm-hmm. You know, like our lives are so full and they're so busy and they're so like, everyone's feeling like, it's just so much, right? That if we don't pause, no pun intended, and just take time to just be and be present and just like observe our life, it can fly us by, you know.
Yeah, I think gratitude is like everything. I always talk about that. I also love what you just said about when you were saying like the brain dumping, like just like in the journal. And it's like not something that you're necessarily going to go back and reflect on. I had a journal where I was doing that. I was living in Miami at this time, so this was like 2021, and I would like go sit by the water and just like brain dump in this journal and like everything I was going through, and I put it all out there. And it was just recently, a few weeks ago, that I was like, for some reason, like that journal like always came up for me, like almost like in an unsettling way, because I know how far removed I am from the way I felt at that time. And I was like, I'm gonna get rid of it. And I just did. I just got rid of the journal the other day. It's been sitting in like my nightstand for 3 years now, and I like felt so good about getting rid of it, because it's like, you know, you have it, you know what's in there, whatever, but then like you don't have to always be that version of you. You don't always have to hold on to that. Like I think even the process of getting rid of it was healing in itself. Like doing nothing other than just putting it in the garbage like was healing. So I'm like, I've known I've had this in my nightstand next to my bed. The energy of it to me every single night when I go to sleep and wake up in the morning. I like thought about it a lot. I'd be like looking for a hair scrunchie and come past the journal. And I'm just like, I think like imagine somebody saw this, because I don't even want to see this, let alone somebody else seeing this. And I just finally was like, I'm fucking getting rid of it.
Yes,
and I felt so good about it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, that does wrap up just about everything, other than if there's anything that you feel that we missed. Is there anything that you want to share with the girls, even just a bit of advice that's on your heart that you just want to share before we go?
First of all, you're an amazing host.
Oh, thank you.
You're incredible. You really are. It's just like so natural and so fun.
Thank you.
You know, the biggest thing is one of the things I'm like really coaching and teaching people on right now is how to activate our aliveness. You know, it's like when we realize that we have this life force energy that is running through our bodies every single day, and we can activate it through our awareness, through gratitude, through breath, through journaling, through all these things, through movement, it's like we become unstoppable, right? It's like, let joy be your job. You know, how can I allow myself to be the most joyful version of me possible? And don't do things because they're productive or they're going to make money or you should do them. Just do it for the sake of doing it. Like last night, one of my best friends and I, we went down to the beach and we just took hula hoops and we just were watching the sunset hula hooping. And I'm like, this is not productive at all, but it is absolutely essential for my joy. And, you know, it's like the more joyful we are, the more everything just works. And so prioritizing your energy, prioritizing your joy, and really realizing that you have the ability to activate your aliveness every single day through the choices that we make. So I'll leave you guys with that.
Wow. Amazing. Where could everybody connect with you and find you online?
I'd say Instagram would probably be the best place. So definitely come say hi, send me a DM, let me know you found me on this podcast. For those of you who desire to be breathwork facilitators or want to download the app, everything's at pausebreathwork.com. You can check it out over there.
Thank you so much. This conversation was amazing.
Yeah, thanks for having me, babe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.